truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. We start with a big development in the electric truck space. Volvo Trucks North America has dropped a big announcement in the lead up to Christmas, the availability of a fully electric model from 2020. And it won't be a truck aimed at just waste collection or inner city delivery applications. That's an area where Volvo doesn't compete in North America. It's going to be the bonneted regional hauler Prime Mover, the VNR, that gets the tech. The Volvo VNR Electric will be on sale in North America by 2020. It'll be based on the same fully electric powertrain technology currently being used in the Volvo FE Electric, which Volvo Trucks presented back in May and will begin selling in Europe next year. The company expects the VNR Electric to be suitable for heavy urban distribution, drayage, and other regional applications. No word yet on range or power outputs for the Volvo electric truck. We'll keep you updated. Well, we have spoken about electric propulsion being perfect for last mile and inner city deliveries. We aren't the only ones who feel that way. JB Hunt Transport Services in the US has just invested in Fuso's electric light-duty truck, the eCanter. Five of the Pantech trucks will go to work with the business's final mile fleet in California, as well as in Houston, Texas. The vehicles are being added as part of JB Hunt's effort to reduce its carbon footprint and improve efficiency across the supply chain. The transporter is just the second national carrier in the US to add the eCanter to a fleet. When will we see the Fuso eCanter in Australia? Fuso Truck and Bus Australia tell us they're hopeful of commencing local trials in the next 12 months or so. The building boom continues in Australia, and Hanson Trucks have never been busier delivering concrete to work sites big and small. And to help cover the demand, the concrete and construction materials company is now taking delivery of a shiny new fleet of Iveco Acco 8x4 agitators. In total, 82 of the 340-horsepower Aussie-built trucks are joining the fleet in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and Western Australia, replacing some of the older Acco models being used by Hanson, along with trucks from other brands. Hanson's national procurement manager, Neil McDermott, says the Acco is a proven performer. He says, "We bought solely Iveco for many years before making a change to try some other products, but he says we were keen to use Accos again and to build on our earlier partnership." The new Iveco Accos will remain in service with Hanson for 13 to 14 years, including about 8 years of service in metro areas. The Truck Industry Council has released the November 2018 truck sales data, and again it was the Japanese brands that filled the podium. Data shows Isuzu was again the top-selling truck brand in Australia, the Japanese giants finishing ahead of compatriots Hino and Fuso. Kenworth was within striking distance of Fuso. It was just 19 sales between third and fourth spot. Overall, 3,727 heavy commercial vehicles were delivered to customers in the month. That figure up slightly on the 3,629 deliveries in the same month last year. Among the light-duty, medium-duty and heavy-duty truck brands, there were 3,234 sales in November, with heavy-duty leading the way. The big boys accounted for 1,399 sales, ahead of light-duty 1,153 and medium-duty 710. Looking collectively at the different groups, Isuzu and Hino still managed to come out above the multi-brand players. Daimler Trucks scored exactly 500 sales. PACCAR racked up 365 sales. Penske managed a total of 148 sales in November. They finished slightly ahead of Iveco Australia with 144 combined Iveco and international sales. Will the market pass the magic 40,000 sales this calendar year? Well, year-to-date sales at the end of November totaled 38,173 units. That means the milestone looks set to be passed for the first time ever in 2018. In the US, the brakes appear to be going on a little in the truck sales race. Orders for heavy-duty trucks declined in November for the first time this year, falling to the lowest level in 14 months. 27,900 new heavy-duty trucks were ordered last month, a number 15% lower than November 2017. The data comes from analysts ACT Research. They say the November decline follows a buying spree that produced 468,600 new truck orders in the first 11 months of 2018. A recall of some Hino 700 series trucks, along with Hino RN RK model buses, has been initiated after a possible speed sensor issue was identified. The recall is being overseen by the ACCC and involves a total of 162 Hino trucks and 30 buses. The affected Hino 700 series vehicles were manufactured between July 2012 and June 2014. The Hino RN buses were produced between October 2012 and November 2012, while the three Hino RK buses involved were manufactured between July 2012 and June 2014. The recall notice advising that in certain vehicles, the speed sensor is manufactured using materials that have different thermal expansion properties. They say when the temperature increases, the materials inside the sensor expand at different rates, causing the component parts to interfere with vehicle operations. If this occurs, this may create an open circuit, and where that occurs, this results in the brake system and/or transmission warning lamp turning itself on. The speedometer needle may also bounce during operation or stop, and they say the operator will be unable to correctly determine the operating speed of the vehicle. This may lead to not following the required speed limit, posing an accident risk for the occupant and other road users. Owners of affected vehicles should contact their Hino dealership, have the speed sensor replaced free of charge. You can check to see if your VIN is listed on the Heavy Vehicles website. And PACCAR Australia has been named Large Employer of the Year at the Australian Training Awards. Andrew Hadjikaku, Managing Director of PACCAR Australia, manufacturer of Kenworth and DAF trucks, accepted the award and acknowledged the employees and the company for their collective commitment to learning and development. He says, "This award is for our employees whose skill and passion for PACCAR products is the reason our customers receive the best we can produce." The Large Employer of the Year Award recognises a large business that employs 200 or more full-time equivalent employees and has achieved excellence in the provision of nationally recognised training to its employees.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.